His warm, radiant smile was still the same, as was his noble bearing and everything else about him, yet I was able to comprehend and understand him so much more easily now. I wondered, has he descended closer to my level, or had I, since my strange awakening in that other world, risen nearer to his? He answered the question for me. You are indeed a dweller into worlds now, Orpheo. Sometimes it is difficult for you to determine which world is substance and which is shadow, or if both are not merely differing degrees of substance. But you have done well, considering all that you have been through these last 2 years. In reality you are now liberated from your planet, Earth, and are a citizen of the cosmos. For 7 Earth days you were conscious in our world as it existed in time, while I kept watch over your physical body its normal duties here on Earth. Thus in a way I am a part of you even as you are a part of me. There now exist eternal bonds of understanding between us. As he spoke, I thought of a puzzling statement he had made to me during our first meeting. It was that memorable night down by the Los Angeles River. I distinctly remembered that he had said, "We shall return, dear friend, but not to you." I remembered the words so well because I had been so saddened to hear them. Thus I looked at him now. I was thinking that his very presence there seemed to belie those words. He smiled again and said gently, "In reality we have not returned to you, Orpheo. You came to us. When you awakened as one of us, you had come home. Don't you understand? We are not returning to the shadow, Orpheo. Our lost brother has returned to us. And from our first contact with you we never in reality ever left you." I grasped the meaning of his words, for I well knew I was no longer the same person who, confused and bewildered, had stepped half fearfully into the saucer that night under the Hyperion Avenue bridge. "Yes," I replied thoughtfully. "What you say is true. Earth to me now often seems like strange land where I have been a prisoner who has forgotten his native home. But you are no longer a prisoner, Orpheo. You have broken the chains of matter. Thus can you realize that you were a prisoner, and that realization is all important. The vast majority of Earth's people never dream of their true status." Copied from page http://home.earthlink.net/tildedexxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxx copy myself. Main page bar p. Intro, et contact table.